Good day, friends. It's Wednesday, the 25th of March. And we look to in Perth to have a lovely day ahead. Sun seems to be out. Although we are, at some sense, being restricted. And my thoughts are with each of us as we endeavor to change our lifestyle. But that gives us an opportunity to discover some new things. And that is to spend time quietly with God. To keep a rhythm in amongst this strange time. To have Him speak to us. And to keep our minds focused on the things of eternity. So friends, may you be able to stop in amongst this and to just be in the presence of God for a considerable time. Hit pause. We continue our rhythm of reading a text of scripture, of the story of Israel and also of the Proverbs. And these stories are foundational for the purposes of God in our time and into the future. So they're not abstract from our context. Not only does God speak to us personally through His revealed word for today, but He prepares us for the future through the events of the past. So we pick up the story in Exodus chapter 13 as the Israelites are leaving on this special day that they commemorate when they departed Egypt. And the Lord said to Moses, "Consecrate to me every firstborn male, the first offspring of every womb among the Israelites belongs to me, whether human or animal." Then Moses said to the people, "Commemorate this day, the day you came out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, because the Lord brought you out of it with a mighty hand. Eat nothing containing yeast. Today, in the month of Aviv, you are leaving. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, the land He swore to your ancestors to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, you are to observe this ceremony in this month. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast, and on the seventh day, hold a festival to the Lord. Eat unleavened bread during those 7 days. Nothing with yeast in it is to be seen among you, nor shall any yeast be seen anywhere within your borders. On that day, tell your son, 'I do this because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt.' This observance will be for you like a sign in your hand, a reminder on your forehead that this law of the Lord is to be on your lips. For the Lord brought you out of Egypt with a mighty hand. You must keep His ordinance at the appointed time, year after year." Well, there's so much of Western history and Jewish history and the world history has been put into a rhythm. The festival we know as the Passover has continued down through centuries throughout the Jewish people, where they've been scattered around the globe, which is a prophetic statement that the Lord would do if they didn't obey Him and stay in the land as He wanted them to. And not only that, this festival paved the way for the coming Messiah, who was also spoken that would come on the day of the Passover feast, is when Christ was sacrificed for our sins. The parallels of God's timing and provision that we now celebrate as Easter around the globe. Extraordinary how these events have shaped our world and much of the Western world, and much of the East too. Fascinating things for us to see and to learn here. The yeast is the symbol of being rushed, of not having everything at your disposal, to be journeying and to know that the land or the life we are living is not permanent, and we have a kingdom and a land to come. There's so much for us to be encouraged by. And it's a mere miracle. I've been reading some things on the people of Israel. It's a mere miracle that they are still a people of this time. All the other nations written and stated here have over time disappeared. And other nations have come and gone and been established. But this one remains. Extraordinary evidence of God's purposes, and one which we can have hope, because through this nation came the Messiah for the world. May we be encouraged in whatever the season that we are in. It's never going to outweigh the purposes of God. Proverbs 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Ah, it's fascinating that people have mocked the coming of Christ. They have mocked the people of Israel over centuries, and they have mocked the return of the one who was founded in the nation of Israel, the world's Messiah. May we not be a mocker. May we have wisdom and trust that the wisdom and understanding of the world is found in Christ. And as we are wise and thoughtful and considering where we fit in the scheme of life under the purposes of God, through the children of Israel, in the person of Christ, we will have wisdom and life, not only in this present time, but in the time to come. May we be encouraged, friends. The more we know about the purposes of God, the more we find comfort for the future. Blessings. Spend a moment in quiet. We'll talk to you again as much as we're able to be communicating together in this interesting time. I'll talk to you on Friday. God bless.